Luke 22, thank you for coming. Luke 22, begin reading in verse 54. Then took they him and led him and brought him into the high priest's house. And Peter followed afar off. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down among them. But a certain maid beheld him as he was by the fire and earnestly looked upon him and said, "This man was also with him." And he denied him, saying, "Woman, I know him not." And after a little while another saw him and said, "Thou art also of them." And Peter said, "Man, I am not." And about the space of 1 hour, another confidently affirmed, saying, "Of a truth, this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean." And Peter said, "Man, I know not what thou sayest." And immediately while he yet spake, the cock crew. Notice in verse 61. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he said unto him, "Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice." And Peter went out and wept bitterly. So my heart, look in verse 61, the Lord is being interrogated. He has been arrested wrongly, charged wrongly, interrogated wrongly. And Peter's outside the building there, and he has access. He can see Jesus inside. After Peter denied him for the third time, verse 61 said, "And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter." And the implication is that Peter locked eyes with the Lord. For it says, "And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him." Peter looked into the eyes of God. He looked into the eyes of Jesus, and they locked eyes. It's one thing to look at something and not see it. I am really good at that. I can look at somebody. If I walk by you in Walmart, I'm not mad at you. I just didn't see you. I used to not miss anything. Now I don't get anything. I miss everything. I just don't notice. I'm in my own world, I guess. But there's a difference of looking at somebody and seeing somebody. When you lock eyes with someone and there is that connection, that's what we're talking here. I'm going to look at the thought of the eyes of Christ. When Jesus looked in the eyes of Jesus, what did he see? One thing about the eyes, someone has said they are the window of the soul, and I believe that to be true. We can see ourselves. You can see somebody else by looking at their eyes. You can look in their eyes and see if they're sad or mad or glad or surprised or shocked or weary. You can see if they're afraid. Their eyes tell you about them. And so it is with the Lord. He says in Psalm 32, verse 8, "I will guide thee with mine eye." Well, what in the world does that mean? It means like you remember when you were little and your daddy could look at you with that look and you knew you were in trouble. He didn't have to say a word. You just knew it. Or when you came in and you were late and your mama looked at you with that look and you knew, oh no. Or maybe it was a pleasant look. You can look in someone's eyes and get the message from their heart. And that's what we find here. And that's what we want to look at this morning. What did Peter see when he looked into the eyes of Christ? I believe he saw holiness in Jesus' eyes. There was something different about Jesus than any other man on earth. And I believe when Peter looked in Jesus' eyes and he looked deep into the heart of Jesus, he saw a man who was holy. You see, sin wrecks the body and the spirit. And I have seen it in many of my old friends when I see them. Their body is worn down, but their eyes has a weakness about it, a faraway look about it. That's what sin will do. Sin brings sorrow and sadness, and it brings distress, and it brings heartache. And you can see it in the eyes of those who have walked in sin. But none of that was in Jesus' eyes. He had no sin, and therefore there was nothing but purity. It was more than just a lack of sin. He saw a purity in Jesus' eyes that he could see nowhere else in any others. There was a holiness about Jesus that no one else could claim. Others had seen those eyes before Peter. The man who came to Jesus and said, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus told him what to do, and he went away sorrowfully. He looked into the eyes of a man who would not compromise with his sin, and he saw a man through his eyes who was holy. Others had seen those eyes and had seen holiness throughout the walk and ministry of Jesus Christ. I say that Peter himself earlier had seen those eyes that were holy, but now there's something different. Pilate had looked into the eyes of Jesus and said, "I see no fault in him." He saw in Jesus a holy man. And others had seen that many times before. And Peter had also, but this time it is different. For he has just denied the Lord three times. And when he looks at Jesus, he sees the holiness of God. And he sees his guilt. John saw how holy Jesus was. He said, "I'm not even worthy to unlatch his shoes." And when Jesus came to be baptized, John said, "I have need to be baptized of thee." He saw the holiness of Christ. And Peter now is seeing the holiness of Christ. Like never before, he sees how holy he is. And it is convicting. Because he knew he had just failed the Holy Son of God. I think when Peter looked into the eyes of Christ, he saw holiness in his eyes. But I believe he also saw hurt in Jesus' eyes. He saw some pain there, some hurt. Now, Jesus had already been arrested wrongly and interrogated wrongly, and he would be whipped, and he would have his beard plucked out, and he would be slapped, and he would be hung on the cross, and all that was ahead of him, and that was an awful lot of hurt and pain. But that's not the hurt I'm talking about. Peter saw in Jesus' eyes a hurt of being betrayed, of being wronged, you see. Everybody on earth almost had turned their backs on Jesus. All of the disciples even had fled. And now Peter is denying that he ever knew him. And Peter saw a hurt in the eyes of Jesus because he had been hurt. All of his creation had ignored him and shunned him and resisted him and rejected him and now was condemning him. And it hurt because he loved them and he loved Peter. Others had seen that hurt in Jesus' eyes. He said, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often I have gathered." And they saw in those eyes as he uttered those words a hurt of people who would not receive him. Others had seen that hurt in Jesus' eyes when he, even the disciples, he said, "Why are ye so fearful? Why won't you believe me? Why won't you trust me?" Others had seen hurt in Jesus' eyes before, and Peter had even seen it, but never like this. For he has been hurt by the one that he loves, Peter. And he's looking into the eyes of the one that he knows he has just betrayed and he has heard. And after all he's done for him, how in the world could he treat him in such a way? Oh, but before we throw stones at Peter, we better look at our own lives. How often do we ignore him? After all he's done for us, how good he's been to us. He's saved us if we're saved. He takes care of us every day. He walks with us and talks with us and protects us along the way and provides what we need. And so often we ignore him or resist him or disobey him. I think there's some hurt in Jesus' eyes even this morning by us as his disciples. But now it's Peter looking into the eyes of Christ. And he sees a hurt like he seems like has never seen before. Because he knows that I'm the one that put the hurt there. I'm the one that's caused him to hurt. What did Peter see when he looked into the eyes of Christ? I think he saw the holiness and I think he saw the hurt. But I believe when he looked in Jesus' eyes, he saw help. Even through all the pain and the agony and the hurt, I believe Peter sensed in those eyes, you see, he's connecting with Jesus. It's not just a glance. It's not just something he's glanced at, to look at. He's not just looking at the picture. He's looking to the heart of Jesus, and I believe he sees help. Jesus is wanting to help Peter. Jesus is wanting to reach out and help him when he needs help desperately. Others have seen that help in his eyes before. The Bible said he went around doing good. A lot of people saw Jesus and in his eyes a desire to help them, and he did. Matthew 4:23 says Jesus went about all Galilee teaching and preaching and healing. He was a man who wanted to help. And when he walked up to those people, they could see in his eyes, I've come to help. I care. I'm here to change your life. I'm here to make things better. I'm here to improve your situation. I'm here to take over. They saw in Jesus' eyes a help that no one could provide. In Matthew 12:15, it says, but when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Well, that's a great verse, but what does it mean? It says, when Jesus knew it, knew what? That the Pharisees and the scribes and the political people were getting mad about his popularity. And getting mad about this man who claims to be the Son of God. And he already knows in their heart they are planning and purposing to put him away. And to make sure they end his life. And even when he knows there's danger, even when he knows their plan, he still goes out and heals everybody on that certain time at that location. Knowing it's going to make them more angry. Why? Because he wanted to help. He wanted to help people who needed help. But now it's Peter looking into the eyes of Christ. And he's needing help more than he ever has before. He's needing a hand. He's needing help. He's needing somebody to understand. Oh, listen, he has needed him before. He has looked into the eyes of Christ before and seen that he wanted to help him. Even when Peter's brother introduced Christ, the first thing Peter saw, I believe, were eyes that wanted to help Peter and forgive him of his sin. When Peter started to sink as he had walked on water, and the Bible says, in beginning to sink, I believe when Peter reached up and grabbed hold of Jesus, he saw eyes that wanted to help. There were times that Peter had seen these eyes that had wanted to help him before, but now it's different. It's the worst time he's ever faced in his life, and he needs help more than ever. And the same one that healed the sick and raised the dead, and the same one who heard his cry, Lord, save me, was the one he saw that day. Even with all Jesus was going through, Peter still saw, he wants to help me. He wants to help me. I believe when Peter looked into the eyes of Christ, he saw holiness and he saw hurt and he saw help. But I believe also he saw hope in Jesus' eyes. Hope, yes. We see as Jesus looked at him, there was a desire in Jesus' heart that Peter get through what he was going through. And that Peter not let what had happened, the worst thing that Peter had ever done. Man, he had messed up before, so have I. He had blundered before. He ran his mouth when he shouldn't. He was quiet when he should have spoken. He has blundered before, but this is the number one mess up. He has just denied the Lord who was buying his salvation in a few minutes. And if there's anybody on earth that needs some hope, it's Peter. That somehow I can make it through this. And I believe that's what he saw. Somehow in his eyes, he saw a glimmer of, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Others had seen those eyes of hope before. A woman had gone to doctors and physicians and quacks and kooks for 12 years trying to get help from her affliction. She not only didn't get better, she got worse. And she had almost lost hope, but then she saw Jesus. Into the eyes of this man called Jesus, she saw some hope. She saw somebody who maybe could help her when no one else could. And I'll tell you what, that's what Peter needed now. It's Peter that needs the hope now. It's Peter that needs the help now. Oh, Peter hadn't seen that look of hope before. Because there was a time they had fished all night and caught nothing. And Jesus came to a group of disciples who had no hope of catching any fish. In their mind, it was impossible. They had done all they could all night long, used all their tricks as fishermen, and nothing had worked. And yet Jesus said, let down the nets. And in his eyes, they could see some hope. There was an assurance, there was a promise, and somehow, by looking in his eyes and believing what he was saying, how he was looking, Peter said, at thy word I will let down the net. And they caught a great multitude of fish. He had seen in Jesus' eyes a hope before, but boy, he needs it now more than ever. Now his darkest hour has come. And in his mind, listen to me, in his mind there is no hope. He has gone into ground where there's no coming back. He has done something that he'll never be able to fix. He's gone too far this time, he thinks. But he looks at Jesus and somehow in his eyes he sees some hope that somehow I'm going to make it through this. The situation isn't hopeless. By the way, could I remind you, God specializes in hopeless situations. When there is no way, he makes a way. When it can't be done, he does it anyway. God doesn't care if it's impossible, because it's not impossible to him. So let's look at Peter. When Peter saw Jesus' look, when he saw his eyes, what did he do? Well, I believe first, Jesus' look made Peter remember. Verse 61, he looked upon Peter, and Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. When Jesus looked, you notice, he looked upon Peter. The idea again is that Jesus looked, and Peter looked, and they locked eyes, and they were speaking unutterable statements. And when Jesus looked at Peter and Peter saw the eyes of Jesus, he remembered what Jesus had said. No doubt he thought, he tried to warn me. He drew me aside and told me, Simon, Simon, Satan hath desired thee that he may sift you as wheat. And Peter's thinking, that day he tried to warn me. He remembered what Jesus had said. He remembered the time that Jesus said to Peter, watch and pray. He remembered the time when he said to Peter, could you not pray with me, watch with me 1 hour? And he wondered, why in the world did I not listen? Why did I not believe him? He looked in Jesus' eyes and it caused him to remember. Jesus' look made Peter remember. Jesus' look made Peter recognize. He recognized then like never before, he was right. Jesus was right, and I was wrong. I thought I knew best. I thought I was doing right. And I really intended to. I really meant what I said. Jesus said, all of you are going to deny me. Peter said, not me. All them might, but not me. I'll die with you, but I won't run. But he did run. And he did deny. And he did turn. And he did fail. And when he looked in Jesus' eyes, it caused him to recognize just how right Jesus was and how wrong he was. It'll do us well this morning to realize God is always right. That means we're always wrong if we don't believe what God said. If we don't agree with what he said, guess who's wrong? Peter remembered, but he recognized just how wrong he was. Jesus' look made Peter remember, and it made Peter recognize. I believe from these scriptures we can find that Jesus' look, when Peter looked into the eyes of Christ, Jesus' look made Peter regret. I wish I could go back and do it over. How in the world could I do such a thing? How in the world could I fall so far? How in the world could I let this happen? I believe he regretted, how could I do such a thing? I've done worse than I ever thought I would do. How in the world could I allow this to happen? Sometimes that'll be your heart, knowing what you did or didn't do and regretting the fact that you did it. I believe Jesus' look made a difference in Peter's life. It caused him to remember and recognize and regret, but thank the Lord, it also caused him to repent. Verse 62, Peter went out and wept bitterly. Those weren't just tears of remorse, they were. They weren't just tears of regret, they were. They weren't just tears of a broken heart, they were. But they were tears of repentance. Peter got right with God. And I believe it's because he saw in Jesus' eyes the fact that he'll forgive me. My solution to this problem is not run further. I'm already far enough away from him. I've already failed him enough. I've already done enough dumb things. It's not time to run further away. It's time to run to him. My answer, the only solution is to get right with him. And I believe that's what Peter did. Jesus' look made Peter remember. He remembered what Jesus had said. It made him recognize how right Jesus was and how wrong he was. It made him regret what he had done. It made him repent and get right. But Jesus' look also made Peter return. When Peter looked in Jesus' eyes that night, he saw in Jesus' eyes some hope, some help, some love. And later on, after the crucifixion and after the resurrection, Jesus called for the disciples. And he said, all the disciples come and make sure Peter comes. I wonder what Peter's response was when he first heard the message, Jesus is calling for you. I tell you one thing he thought about, I can't go. Not after all I've done. He can't really want to see me. There's no hope for my life. I've gone too far. I failed too much. I've done too many dumb things. There's no way in the world he wants me to come. But they said, he said, make sure you come. And Peter returned. He went back to Jesus because he knew he has forgiven. And he not only has forgiven, but he's going to restore me. Remember what Jesus said even before Peter denied him? He said, you're going to deny me thrice. And he also said, Satan hath desired thee that he may sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for thee, and when thou art converted, in other words, when you turn back to me, there'll be a, boy, there'll be a ministry for you. And Peter, even though he had denied him and made an absolute mess of his life, he went back to the Lord, and the Lord certainly had forgiven him and restored him, and Peter did great things for God after that. So what does that mean to me? Why have I said all this morning? Is it just to give us some history? I hope not. What should we do? We should do what Peter should have done. Number one, we should listen. Listen to God. He knows what he's talking about. This Bible is right. The Holy Spirit is right. If Peter had listened to the Lord when he said, you better watch out, the devil's on your trail, if he had listened and believed, he would have been a whole lot better off. And so many times our failure and our blunder and our worry and our fear and our distress is because we haven't listened to God. We need to listen to him. He tells us right. He'll say to you what you need to hear, and so will he with me. We need to listen. And then I think we need to learn. He learned from his failure. There's no doubt. But how much better would it have been if he looked around at others who had failed the Lord? If he looked at others who had messed up, there were plenty, and saw in their lives the distress and the anguish and the pain and the price of walking away from the Lord's will. And if he had looked at them and learned from them to where he said, I ain't going to let that happen to me. What happened to them, listen to me, what happened to them can happen to me if I don't listen and I don't learn from their mistake. I'll tell you what, I said it earlier, I believe we're in the falling away. If it's not, I don't want to get there. And you and I can be next. Our church is like every church I know. Do you hear me? Our church is like every church I know. There are empty spots on these pews where people used to be faithfully coming. And they have been swept out, swept down by the hand of the devil and the work of the flesh. And it didn't have to happen. But I say to you and me, we better listen and we better learn. If it happened to them, it can happen to us. Peter should have said, I ain't going to let it happen to me. And he could have gotten help before he failed the Lord. What should we do? Number one, listen. Number two, learn. Number three, lean. When the devil came after Peter, see, he was going to come. Jesus did not say, if you don't do something, the devil's going to come get you, boy. He said, the devil is coming. He is coming. He is coming. And I'm not going to stop him from coming. So it's up to you to lean on me and trust me and get through with victory or go ahead and fall. And Jesus already knew he would. And I want to tell you one thing. We had better learn how to lean on the Lord in this day. We had better learn how to trust God in this day. We're facing things, I've said this so often in the last year and a half. We're facing things we have never, ever faced before, things I never dreamed possible. We're enduring today. And nobody here, including me, can withstand it if we don't get help from God. And the only way to make it through is trust God. Lean on Him for the strength we don't have. Peter didn't have it in his own self. You see what Peter had? He was a failure just like me and you. He was weak just like me and you. He stumbled just like me and you. But Peter could have trusted God and had victory and never had betrayed the Lord if he had just listened and learned and leaned. Oh, Lord, help us to trust you. Help us to trust you. Help us to believe you. When he looked in the eyes of Jesus, he saw his heart. This morning I wonder if he could walk the aisle in a human body again and look you in the eyes, what would he see? And what would you see if you looked in him? Let's stand together, heads bowed and eyes closed.